I saw that.
Yeah, saying that at least I would never let my golf mates down like you boys have over a cricket game. See, I told him that I wasn't playing today because I was watching the cricket.
Mm.
I just told him that to make him feel a bit better. So he put the word mates in there. He's scratching around trying to find another three blokes to have a hit with him. So anyway, now time for the Kia conversation starter. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. Should there be a reserve day in Ashes, Tess, in case of bad weather?
Yes. Yes. I think in events like this where they happen, well, in Australia every 4 years, and obviously, you know, the return leg happens, but you want a result and you don't want weather to force its hand. And I think it's, I just think it has to. Like if we lost today and tomorrow, the beauty about it is, no, okay, well, we've still got 4 days. Like we can actually get a result out of this and a positive one for our team. I think it's an, I think we should move with the times. Now, I don't know if this is moving with the times or not, but I feel like we need a result in these matches. We want a winner. Play it.
Understand the logic behind it, but the reality is that with this, in this day and age, with the, such a busy schedule, finding an extra 5 days, which is basically what you're saying, is like finding another test match. There used to be six test match series, in the years gone past, is not that easy. So, for example, if they were to have, so what are we, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
So Monday is your reserve day.
Yep.
And therefore your Adelaide test would have to be put back at least a day.
Okay.
And then the Boxing Day test can't move from Boxing Day. So can you fit? You're getting one less day's recovery between Adelaide. You're literally going to be playing three test matches in about 18, 19 days.
Well, make the squad 18.
No, see, I'm no.
Make the squad 18.
No. Well, I'm sorry.
All these blokes come in.
No, you can't. It's not a club team. The Australian cricket team is not a club team.
No. Nah.
You can't have players getting a start, getting a baggy green, just because you want an extra day.
Oh, well, I'll just tune off. I'll tune out. If it's not on, I'm just going to tune out. If it's just going to be a draw, I won't tune in.
Okay. I understand the logic. My point is that there's not enough days to fit it in, so it won't happen. But I don't disagree with what you're saying about trying to get a result. But one thing I do take, you know, I will pick you up on is the fact of having an 18-man squad. I know they mean the 15-man squad to travel around and all that sort of stuff. But it's not like a club footy team whereby, you know, Dane, just going to rest your neck. I don't like resting blokes.
How many cricketers get Australian contracts? How many of them get it?
I think it's down to 25 or something now. Or 20
well, there
or
you go. You got 25 players picked
from. They don't get a baggy green. No, you got more than 25. You can get picked just because you don't have a contract. You can still get picked.
I understand that, but I'm just, like, you've got 25 that get paid by Cricket Australia. Yeah. Use them.
No.
Just use them.
What, just because they're under contract? Well, not because
England
they're
are doing it. They rested Anderson to play him in Adelaide. Why don't we rest someone to play?
You saw him running.
He looked average.
Yes. Yeah.
I think there is an issue there.
Yeah, but I don't know whether they're resting you or not.
But it doesn't matter.
Right, mate. We're going to rest you.
Nisa, get him ready for Adelaide.
We're going to rest you for the grand final.
No, hang on.
What? So where would you put a grand final up against a first Ashes test?
No, hang on a minute.
What I'm saying is a first Ashes test or any Ashes test is worth more than a club AFL game.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
So what would you rate an Ashes test in a AFL context? I'm trying to get some sort of context here to compare the two, and I've pulled out the grand final because that's the ultimate. The Ashes is the ultimate. And we're going to say to you, a player, you're going to be rested, mate.
No, but hang on a minute. You're going to allow these. You're going to allow days where blokes have got.
No, I'm going back to your point about the squad member and resting players. I don't necessarily disagree.
Well, play them. But they might say, oh, no, I don't want to play. I'm too sore.
Oh.
If you want to play him, play him.
You're going to give up a test match. We're going to take a break.
Play him.
We're going to take a break.
Nah, play him.
It's 5 to 8.